This is Mo.
Welcome to Unapologetically Messy.
Word.
Hello, thanks for hanging with us today. If you are new here, we are two grieving sisters here to talk about life, death, and everything in between. If you're joining us again, thank you and welcome back. Just a reminder, you can always listen to us on the Podbean app, but you can also find us on most streaming services.
If you would do us a huge favor, rate, follow, like, and share. It would allow us to be able to share this message and help others. We are continuing to spread the word on social media, so give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice. How you doing, Steph?
Okay. How are you?
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're better than last week, huh?
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yes.
We both had an off day today, so that's good.
Yeah.
Not like a I'm feeling off day, like a off sports day.
Well, mentally, I'm always off, but yes, it is an off sports day-ish, whatever that is.
And back this week, because we are not lazy.
Yes, you do not have to go to nationaldays.com. I did it for you. You're welcome.
Way to go.
I know.
Give us our days of the week.
You know what tomorrow is? April 25th, National Telephone Day.
Ooh, ring-a-ding-ding.
Anyways, I learned that there is a payphone map still in existence. You can Google payphones, and it'll show you every payphone in existence still in the United States.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are they working payphones?
I don't know, but it says they're there. Ohio has like 10. Cincinnati area has tons.
That's fun.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Did it say how many there were in the U.S.?
No, I'm sure on there somewhere, but It was kind of cool.
Yeah. We should take our kids. They'd stand in front of it and be like, wow.
Whoa, it's a box.
You had to stand in a cage and make a call.
It was 1-800-COLLECT. I didn't even use quarters.
Yeah.
I just made mom and dad
You have
pay.
A collect call from Mindy, pick me up. Mindy, pick me up.
I used to do that shit all the time. Just like 1-800-COLLECT.
Everybody did, right?
Oh. All right. 26th is National Pretzel Day.
I also be happy.
I learned that Pennsylvania is the center of the American pretzel production.
Wow.
Yeah. For both hard and soft pretzels. They make like 80% of the nation's pretzels.
Pennsylvania, huh?
Yeah.
That's random.
And Philadelphians consume about 12 times as many pretzels as the national average.
Wow.
12 times? Like, do you just walk around with pretzels in their hands all day?
Philadelphians?
Philadelphians. That's what it said. Did I say it wrong?
No. You said it right. I think.
Philadelphians. I don't know why there was like a twang with that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. April 27th was kind of boring, but it's Gummy Bear Day. And this is way too early, but National Pool Opening Day.
What?
Hell no! There's a freeze warning out tonight!
April 27th, National Pool Opening Day?
Yep. I think they're full of crap on that one.
For sure. But Gummy Bear, I'm all aboard that. What's your favorite color?
Oh, I can't. I don't know. I don't think I can choose.
I always go for the white. The pineapple.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one.
And the Gummy Bear commercials? Stop. Yeah. Those are the best.
Gummy Bears have been around for like 100 years.
Yeah.
I did learn that.
Did you ever get on when it was like a big thing to get on like Amazon? It was going around the internet, like get on and read. I think it might have been the Haribo No Sugar Gummy Bears.
Yeah.
And read the reviews. Oh my gosh. All these people had like horrible stomach reactions to like.
No sugar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I found a couple.
Please share.
I can't believe you've never read these. These are hysterical. Oh, there's new ones, so.
No.
Let's see. Delicious, yet deadly. I ate around 25% of the bag, and about 2 hours later, I sharted my pants while helping my mother move chairs from her classroom, thus having to run home and change. They are delicious, yet deadly.
Sharted my pants. Let me go here.
Oh my gosh. Cheaper than a colonoscopy. If you've ever had the desire to stick your head up your ass and see what's traveling down the pipes, now you have a solution. Sugarless gummy bears will clean your pipes. One good sick day from work is all you need. You're horrible.
unaware this ever existed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad I'm anti-sugar. Like, no.
Anti-sugar-less.
Anti-sugar-less. I'm pro-sugar. Not that I need it.
Let's see.
Well, you don't need Miralax anymore to clean your butthole out. You just need sugarless gummy bears.
Okay, this is the last one. It's titled, You Will Crap Yourself. I took these on a plane ride for a snack. They tasted great. About halfway through my flight, I sharted myself in the aisle of the plane. It ran down my legs and went into my shoes. This started a chain reaction of vomiting on the plane. Kind of like the movie Stand By Me at the pie eating contest. I was banned from flying that airline for life. My baggage was checked, so I didn't have a change of clothes. Oh, wait, one more. These bears ripped through my dung tube like a twister through a trailer park, leaving me sweating on the toilet with battery acid leaking from my fart box. Like the slow drip of an executioner's IV filling a prisoner with death.
Wow, that's descriptive.
The burn in my colon felt as if I had been violated by Lucifer himself. If diarrhea were lava, my rectum was Mount St. Helens. If the liquid farts weren't bad enough, the burp smelled like hot garbage under an outhouse, crept in by a skunk that feasted on a bloated, rotten corpse, and then lit it on fire on a 100-degree day. I have thrown out 3 pair of underwear thanks to these wretched little dump makers. So if you would like some sugar-free gummy bears, you can find those on Amazon. Oh, okay.
Well, it's cheaper than the cost of a colonoscopy, so.
True. Okay, so there's your gummy bear day.
Wow.
Moving on.
That escalated really fast.
Really did. We got very sidetracked. Oh my gosh, they're so funny, though.
That's hilarious.
They're very clever in their writing. They should get some awards.
I have no words. Speechless. Anywho, April 28th, Global Pay It Forward Day. I know we've talked about this before, but Pay It Forward Day encourages people around the world to engage in small acts of kindness. It's a day to respond to someone's kindness towards you by being kind towards somebody else. April 29th, National Zipper Day. So stupid. But if you think about it, they said we don't often think about it, but we automatically take zippers for granted.
I agree. It's keeping in a whole lot of stuff. I mean,
yes.
I'm grateful for my zipper every day.
It's a suck and a tuck. Okay, moving on. Last day of April, April 30th, National Adopt a Shelter Dog Day.
Oh, I like that.
I did too. Big supporter. We got Coop from the Humane Society. It says, according to the ASPCA, about 4.1 million cats and dogs are adopted from shelters every year, which I think is great.
That is great.
Yes. So, keep your pets spayed and neutered.
Adopt, don't shop.
Hashtag facts.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Good job on the days.
Thanks.
Okay. So on a bit of a serious note, 2 questions for us today.
Okay.
The first question you have to answer is one moment in your life that you could redo.
Oh.
And the other question is one moment in your life that you could relive.
Wow. I really got to think about that for a minute.
I'll give you mine while you're thinking.
Okay.
So, one moment to relive would definitely be having Miles again. I mean, that's hard for you because you have 3 kids. So, but for sure, that would be my relive.
Absolutely. That's good.
My redo would be I would have told Dad that I loved him when I was leaving. I mean, I think I told him I loved him.
I'm sure you did.
And said I'll be back, but I would have been there and I wouldn't have left. But I know that it went the way it was supposed to go. But
absolutely.
But that would be my redo.
I love you.
I love you.
My one moment to relive would be, oh my gosh,
I'd want to relive all three of the kids' births. You can say that. Births.
Yeah.
Like, just to go back to that day again.
Yeah.
And not the pain, but
right,
just
that moment. Them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a couple moments I'd like to redo, but I really don't know. I don't know how to narrow it to one thing.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's all I got.
Just thought-provoking questions.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very... I'll probably sit and stew on that.
Yeah, you will, I'm sure. Yeah. You'll write about it.
Is that...
That's okay.
Is stew slang? Like, do kids nowadays know to stew on it?
Probably not. Of course not.
I just thought of that.
Oh, the neighbor's gonna mow.
Perfect.
Good timing.
He's touching grass.
Speaking of... So, speaking of, you know, we did our slang last week.
Yes.
Our Gen Alpha slang. After the show, I came across a teacher named Sam Salem on TikTok. And he is a substitute teacher. He goes to middle schools and high schools. Mm-hmm. So, he decided he was going to start making up his own words and passing them off as slang words that are used.
That's a good teacher.
Yeah. And so he's trying to trick his kids into using them. Well, the middle school kids will say, you know, nobody says that. What are you saying? You know, and he says, well, yeah, they say it at the high school all the time where I teach. So now they're all starting to pick up and they're all using these words, which are hilarious. So here's a couple you made up.
Okay.
Instead of saying low key, you'd say mute.
Okay.
You know, just keep it mute.
Low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Clip would be used as, you know, like, something that's good, like, oh, this drink is clip. Yeah. Feta, which, like, feta cheese is really crumbly and, you know, falls apart easily. So he uses feta as something that's, like, not good or broken or, like, man, do you see that guy shooting hoops? He's feta. Not good.
He's not clip.
He's not clip. Yeah. Parked. So, like a parked car is not moving. It's done. It's boring. So, you would say...
Charlie is parked?
yeah, kind of. Or you would say more like, more on the boring side, I think he was saying. Like, did you see that movie? It was parked.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Pebbles. So, like, mountains are hard to move, but pebbles are super easy.
Okay.
So, if the test was really easy, it was pebbles.
We'll just keep that mute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this one's funny. Turk. He decided to use Turk because his favorite movie was Tarzan as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And Turk was his best friend. And so, Turk means, you know, your bestie or your homie. Like, you've been my Turk since day one.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
You're my Turk.
I love you, Turk.
Clip.
Pretty funny, right? So if it's you can funny. Go look him up, but he's got a ton of these are hysterical.
I love it. It
reminded me of our little, you know, messy dick we were going to start dictionary. Yes.
We started a messy dick. Not the what you're thinking.
The dictionary.
You perverts.
Perverts.
God. It's slang, okay? For dictionary.
Jeez. What are we going to do with them?
Anywho. I couldn't sleep the other night.
Imagine that.
I know. Shocking, right?
Mm-hmm.
New facts.
Did you go to the bathroom?
I did. Went to the bathroom. And then my brain started like, oh, why don't we just start thinking of stupid shit?
Kicked into overdrive.
Yeah. So I got some words for our messy dick.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to share them.
Shoot.
So, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Thrickle.
Thrickle?
Thrickle.
I like that.
It's a throat tickle.
It's a throat tickle.
I need some water to get rid of this thrickle. Hanger. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
Like when you go to... No, like when you go to stand up, but you can't because you're old and your joints hurt. So you're like, hang on a second.
Oh.
You're just hanging. Hanger.
Hanger.
Yeah.
Are good.
Flaming. Now, this doesn't mean what you think it means.
Okay.
It means heartburn.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Do you have any Tums? My throat's a flaming.
Flaming. Are you okay? Are you having a heart attack? No, just flaming.
It's just flaming.
I'm just flaming.
All right, maybe I'll save my favorite one for last. But I thought of something. So when you're sitting here and Mindy's throat makes noises and sometimes her stomach does, I call it a rager.
A rager?
When your stomach or throat makes audible noises, like your system is raging, man.
It's like constantly. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. It was just thought process. Okay, you ready for my fave so far?
I'm ready. I'm kind of scared.
Scootios.
Scootios?
Like SpaghettiOs, but it's Scootios.
Okay.
You know, like when the dog scratches its butt?
On the floor?
On the floor. So you could be like, man, I got Scootios. It means itchy butt.
Itchy butt? Those are great. Oh, I'm so glad you don't sleep.
Yeah, I know. And then when you add that to the word soup that you created for dog slime water, dog water slime, our messy dick is looking good.
I got another one.
You do?
Snane.
Snane?
Snane. It's like rain, but it's snow, but it's rain. You're not sure.
Oh.
Snane.
Snane. Mm-hmm. We need to write that down.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks. So when we go to stand up from our chairs,
we're going to be hangers.
We're
going to
be
sure.
Yeah. They're like, Miles, hang on. I got a hanger. my joints are hurting.
I love it. We have hit status that we are so cool. We can technically have our own vocabulary.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I think we're amazing.
If I do say so myself.
We're pretty awesome.
Okie dokie.
We need to make our own word up for awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My ex-sister-in-law, her mother, had her own vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she just said words that made no sense. So, hamburgers were hang hangers.
Hang hangers?
You guys want some hang hangers? Mm-hmm. And strawberries were strudelberries.
Did she have, like, a country accent?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh.
But she was from Ohio.
That's so weird.
She is the funniest person ever. Or is the funniest person ever.
Some hang hangers and strudelberries?
Come over for some hot dogs and hang hangers? I was like, what?
We could totally do that.
We could do a whole show on stuff that people...
Oh, yeah.
Like, my stepdad always said radidio. He never said radio. Radidio. Always. Always the radidio.
That's so weird.
No, I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay, so on a serious note, our show's usually about grief, kind of. So, I figured something out the other day. So, last week we talked about my birthday and how it kind of triggered all this emotion. A few weeks ago we talked about the stages.
Mm-hmm.
I think that with every holiday or every important day, the cycle starts over.
That makes sense.
That's how I feel right now. Like, I feel like in the last week or so, I've gone through all the stages of grief.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. That's my theory.
Because you're, like, sad, but then you're pissed that they're not here. And then...
Mad,
and it's...
I because my brain will be okay. Let's say you've gotten through the cycle, right? And you're just kind of going about life numb, I would say. Not forgetting, just kind of numb. But then my birthday came, and all of a sudden it just triggered everything, and then it just all started all over again. I just thought about both of them. I cried about both of them. I was mad at both of them. And I was watching some videos of, like, why grandparents are the best, and I just was like, it's not fair. It's not fair. I just got mad.
Yeah.
So it's just the cycle. And I think what sucks is it's just going to happen with holidays and birthdays, and it's just going to start all over. I'm sure down the road, the years will change it and it won't be as intense as it is now, but...
No, that makes perfect sense.
Just freaking sucks.
It does suck.
That's my 2 cents for today.
I like it.
You have any cents? I know what you mean.
Yeah, I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah. I get it. I speak your lingo.
Yeah. My slang. I don't have anything grief related, but...
That's a good thing.
Yes. I found a really funny article. Can I share it?
Please.
Okay.
We need humor.
So, cicada season coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a big one this year.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways, cicadas are nature's weirdos, is what this article is entitled.
Okay.
No joke. So, basically it says, the periodical cicadas that are about to infest 2 parts of the U.S. aren't just plentiful, they're downright weird. I don't know if you're ready for this information.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
I know, I can tell. These insects are the strongest urinators.
Urinators?
The strongest urinators in the animal kingdom that flows from... That flows with... Wait. Strongest urinators in the animal kingdom with flows that put humans and elephants to shame.
What? And elephants?
Yeah. Like, you thought elephants pissed? Nope. Cicadas.
What on earth?
This is the weirdest shit in the entire world. They have... I'm not making this up. Pumps in their heads that pull moisture from the roots of trees, allowing them to feed for more than a decade underground. They are the rescuers of caterpillars.
They are very strange, if you think about their life cycle and stuff.
Like... Yes! So, okay. In March, a study was published on the urination flow rates of animals across the world. One, who studies this? And two, how do you get that job? Like... What a pissy job.
Just gonna say it. They're not pissing around.
They're not pissing around. There is a due date for this. Cicadas were clearly king of peeing. They pee 2 to 3 times stronger and faster than elephants and humans.
They piss like a Russian racehorse.
They piss like a Russian racehorse. So this guy, he couldn't look at the periodical cicadas that mostly feed and pee underground, but he used videos to record and measure the flow rates of their Amazon cousins, which topped out at 10 feet per second.
What?
Right?
I'm never gonna unhear this now.
I know, you're welcome.
Every time I hear, I'm gonna think just of them peeing.
Envision them pissing.
Yeah.
Yep. That's not rain, honey. That's not rain.
From now on, when it's raining really hard,
it's cicada piss.
The cicadas are pissing. That goes with our next topic, too.
Yep.
Funny sayings.
Let me tell you.
I love it.
This shit just gets weird.
Okay.
Okay. So they have a muscle that pushes the waste through a tiny hole like a jet. He said he learned this when, in the Amazon, he happened on a tree, and locals call it the weeping tree, because liquid was flowing down the plant like it was crying.
It's from the cicada pee?
From the pee! Do you know how many times we've probably touched a tree and it's just, like, wet, and you're like, it's gross. It's wet. It's covered in pee.
That is foul.
You're welcome.
So foul.
I have one more fact about cicadas.
Okay.
This one goes above and beyond. You're not prepared.
Okay.
Did you know cicadas turn into zombies because they can contract STDs?
What?
I'm not lying.
Cicadas get the clap. The What? From what? Each other?
They said there's a deadly STD. It's a
fungus that turns cicadas into zombie and causes their private parts to fall off. So this guy said, "Real problem."
I picture this guy looking like Sheldon Cooper right now.
I know. He's got videos. Yeah. He's seeing like limbs falling off.
He's the weirdo, but anyways.
Yeah. So he said it's a real problem that is even stranger than science fiction. This is a sexually transmitted zombie disease. What? He has seen this in areas in the Midwest where up to 10% of the individuals were infected.
That's us.
The fungus is also...
The fungus is among us.
That's sus.
Sorry.
The fungus is also the type that has frick. Makes you hallucinate.
Okay.
So, the birds that eat the cicadas, it makes the birds go crazy. The white fungus takes over the male, and it says their gonads are torn from their bodies and chalky spores appear around to nearby other cicadas. The insects are sterilized, not killed, because their gonads fell off.
They're like Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't understand.
And that's the way the fungus is spread to others, because then other cicadas are like, look at this. And then they eat it, and then their gonads fall off.
Oh my gosh. It's like the Walking Dead cicada style.
I want to meet this scientist.
What's his name?
His last name is Cooley. That's all I know.
Oh, he's so not Cooley.
Well, anyways, don't touch any trees this summer. That's all I got.
You can go touch the grass.
Yeah, go touch grass.
Don't touch the trees.
Don't touch the trees. That's straight up cicada piss and STDs.
Oh man, I'm forever changed for that.
Yeah.
That's a really good article you found there. I feel like my brain grew.
Or shrunk.
Yeah, one of the two, I'm not sure.
Yeah, honestly, I feel stupider after finding it and reading it, but very intrigued.
I love it. I love odd stuff like that. But it's not like they live that long, right? Like, once they're out?
I think once they're out, they don't live long, but underground, they live for, like, decades.
But they don't get these STDs till they come out, right? Till they're like, do we know that?
when they come out!
Yeah, we should just stop.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Oh, okay, so.
What do you got, Mo? We didn't put, tell me what you got.
We didn't.
We're stupid.
Yeah, we are. But I think we should discuss the job opportunity that we read about this week.
Oh, speaking of crazy.
Snoop Dogg.
Has a professional blunt roller. Full time.
Full time. Just a dude that hangs out with him. Smokes all his weed, but he rolls all his joints for him.
Yeah. Gets free stuff and makes $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
Yeah. So Stephanie and I have decided that we're going to send our resume, not as Snoop's blunt rollers, because he's clearly got one he's happy with. But
yeah,
we thought we could be like his jesters.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're funny, right? So we just hang out with Snoop and make him laugh.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Dad taught us the best.
He taught
us the best way.
I'm all Larry Cheese.
Yep. So, yeah, Snoop Dogg, we're coming at you.
Yep. You'll be getting our resume soon.
Mm-hmm. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, we're unhinged today.
Yep.
So, for our topic, I found some random sayings that came from, like, the 1500s. You know when somebody says a saying and you're like, oh, who made that up?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we have the answer for some of those questions.
Because why not?
Did you ever wonder where the word piss poor came from?
Yes, but not a cicada.
Right.
Speaking of piss.
Cicadas are piss wealthy.
Yes. Piss chest.
So the word piss poor came because in the olden days, they would use urine to tan the animal skins. And so if a family needed to make income, they would have a pot and all the family members would pee in the same pot. And once a day, they would take the pot to the tannery and sell it.
That had to be... Could you imagine that smell?
I can't. Well, I knew they had, like, chamber pots, but I didn't know that they sold their pee. But if you had to sell your pee to survive, you were piss poor. And some of the people couldn't even afford the pot that they used to pee in, right? So... they didn't have a pot to piss in.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I just thought it was something crazy that, like, Dad would say, you don't even got a pot to piss in.
I mean, I guarantee generations of people don't even know why we've ever said these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
Here's some more. Well, this is kind of like a, did you know? Most people took their yearly bath in May, okay?
Okay.
Yes, they would get bath once a year.
Mm.
They would get married in June so that they would still be kind of smelling a little good. A little good. But if they didn't, they would carry flowers to cover up the smell, which is why they carried bouquets during weddings.
So the reason we carry bouquets in our weddings is... to cover up our smell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting fact.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
Okay, so baths, they would, you know, prepare a bath with hot water. The men would always bathe first.
Who are the grossest.
Right. And then the boys.
Grosser. Okay.
And then the women. And they would all use the same water, okay? And then the girls. And then the babies would be last.
Aww.
By the time the babies bathed, the water was, like, black, right? Because it was just filthy. And they would have to throw it out. But that's why they would always say, don't throw the baby out with the bath water. Because the bath water would be so black.
Oh.
You wanted to make sure you had the baby out.
Poor babies.
Isn't that terrible?
That is terrible. Like, men...
nowadays, we would do that completely reverse, right?
I would bathe my baby first.
Baby first. Kids. Women.
Yeah.
Husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
Well, depending on if I like the husband for the day.
Right.
So.
Oh, this is once a year.
Yeah, that day.
You gotta be good.
You gotta be good the whole year.
The whole year, man.
No pressure. Don't piss me off.
You're fighting for bath status.
Otherwise, you won't have a pot to piss in.
Now, the poorer people always had dirt floors.
Okay.
The wealthier people had something other than dirt. Which is why we say dirt poor.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Now, if someone would be fortunate enough to get pork, they would hang it up for everyone to see, like, a sign of wealth, right? If they would have guests over, they'd hang the bacon up so that they could see it. It was like a status thing. So, and it was a sign of wealth that the man could bring home the bacon.
Would it be cooked bacon? Or is this just, like, raw dog in it bacon?
Raw bacon.
Okay.
And then they would sit around and technically chew the fat. So that's why people say sit around and chew the fat when you're sitting around talking.
Huh. I have so many questions.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have answers.
I just envision this, like, little shack in the middle of nowhere, but there's, like, bacon hanging up. Like,
I know, that's what I picture,
like,
too.
Like, curtains.
Curtains of bacon, yeah.
It's so gross.
That's probably how it went. So bread was always divided by status. So workers would always get the burnt bottom of the loaf. Family always got the middle. And guests always got the top or the upper crust. So they were considered the wealthy.
If you were a guest in my house, I love you, but I'm taking the best of the best. I'm sorry. If I earned it.
Mm-hmm. That's my upper crust.
Yeah.
No, kitty, that's my upper crust.
Maybe that's where Killed Kenny came from.
Killed Kenny.
They were fighting over the crust.
All right, this one's my favorite because it's pretty interesting.
Okay.
So they would often accidentally bury people that were not dead.
How do you accidentally bury somebody that's not dead? Well, like, they were just drunk?
It sounds like they were probably drunk.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they realized this. They would... A lot of times, they would dig them up to try to take the bones to some kind of bone place.
Uh-huh.
And reuse the coffin. Okay? But they would notice scratch marks. So they realized that they were burying people alive.
That's really... awful and disturbing.
It gives me the creeps. Remember that movie? What? Did you ever see that movie? Oh, man. Who was in it? Ryan Reynolds. Buried Alive?
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Oh, don't watch it. Don't watch it.
No.
Yeah, it'll make you sick. So, they came to the conclusion if they would tie a rope around the finger of the so-called dead and connect it to a little bell above ground. If these people tried to get out, they would hear the bell ring, right? So they had one person that would work all night long, overnight, to listen for the bells to ring. That was called the graveyard shift.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they would listen for the bell to ring, and then these people would be saved by the bell.
Oh, this isn't no Zach Morris stuff.
Nope. No Mr. Belding.
Saved by the bell.
This is deep and...
Dude, that's so... Could you imagine being in a graveyard and then you just hear bells?
Like,
hell no. I'm sorry. I love you. I am running my ass home. I am not digging you up in the middle of the night.
I cannot even imagine. That's
scarier than shit.
I cannot even imagine.
Nope.
Who would get that job?
No.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
Literally, I have chills on my body. I just... If you just put me in a dark room right now and started making noises, I'd probably piss my pants.
I'm gonna call you tonight. When you pick up the phone, I'm gonna go ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Freak me out.
That is gross and creepy.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Then you gotta work and go get them undug and.
Nope, I'm running home.
Oh, we've already decided we're not doing it.
I'm not doing it. Like, pops. Aisle two's ringing.
Aisle two.
You gots to go. I ain't going.
Oh, it's so creepy.
I love you all, but I'm saving my ass.
I also saw another one about the raining cats and dogs, but I didn't write it down, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh,
You remember?
Yeah, there was something about they would put their animals on the roof.
Yeah, like that's where they kept their animals, and when it would rain, it would get so wet,
and then they'd fall.
They'd fall off the roof, and so then it's raining cats and dogs. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. I got nothing.
Every time I say an old saying, I'm like, who came up with that? Because they're usually just so far off, like they just.
But they're legit.
They are. Now I'm convinced that everybody's come up with them.
Yeah.
But they could have been two morons sitting in a room trying to make a podcast like you and I making up words, too. So, it could be real. They could be Cap.
Cap. Let's keep this mute, okay?
You just never know.
I mean, we'll just keep this between all of us.
Man, that was a heck of a show.
Wow. I'm exhausted. My giggle hurts.
Yeah, me too. We covered everything today.
Yeah.
Life and death and everything in between.
That's the motto. Life, death, insect piss. I mean, I don't know where else we can go from here except up.
Uh-huh. We are at the bottom. But thanks for hanging out with us.
Because we love you.
Yes, we do. So remember, life is messy.
But it's in the mess where we find our true selves.
Until next time,
keep living unapologetically.
God bless. Word.